What's up? It's time for DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show. Today, yes, right now, this very second, it is Thursday, August 17th, 2006. And I don't know why I'm yelling at you, because there's not even anybody in the studio but me. Regardless, though, we are going to have a great show today. Agent Sparks is going to be live in the studio, and I think they're going to perform. I'm not really too sure. But I do know that we're going to talk to them for the next hour, as well as Lucky Boys Confusion. They're going to be calling in just a few seconds. But what I need from you guys is some money. And I also need you all to instant message me at this screen name and let me know where you're listening from. And give me your age, just so I know who I'm dealing with here. The screen name is Idobi Star. That's IDOBISTAR. Idobi Star. I am me right now. And then, let me know. You know, I'm listening from Illinois. I'm listening from California. I'm looking at you outside of your bedroom and I'm stalking you. Whatever you want to tell me, go ahead. Anyway, last night I attended the fabulous Cobra Starship Snakes on a Plane CD release party. And in honor of that, I'm going to be playing a bunch of tracks from the Snakes on a Plane CD if you haven't heard some of the songs already. Bunch of great remixes. We're going to get to them throughout the show. First, we are going to talk to Lucky Boys Confusion. If you have questions for them, send it to the screen name Idobi Star. I'm going to tell you all about my eventful night last night, partying, not drinking, getting my pictures taken, and having them come out really badly. We're going to talk about all the hazards of being DJ Rawstar. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Even though we've been talking the past 5 minutes, these kids didn't get to hear us talk, so now we're going to talk to them, right?
Sounds good.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Adam from Lucky Boys Confusion.
And tell us why you're here today on the phone.
We're talking about a rock and roll group called Lucky Boys Confusion.
Tell us all.
A brand new rock and roll record out called How to Get Out Alive.
And that's why you're here. But some kids listening might not know anything about the band at all, so what are we going to tell them?
This is five-piece group with an eclectic style of rock and roll music. Influences ranging from punk rock to reggae and ska, but mostly rock and roll these days.
And you've been doing it for a while, right? Is it almost 10 years?
9 years.
Almost 10.
It'll be 10 next summer.
How long does it feel like?
Forever.
Is that good or bad, or both?
No, it's good. I enjoy it a lot.
Nice. By the way, if you kids want to send in questions right now and join in our conversation, the screen name is Idobi Star. That's IDOBISTAR. So tell us more about what you just put out, because they might not know it exists yet.
Oh, it's a it's five songs. It's an EP, CD. We recorded up in Minneapolis with some friends of ours, and basically, we've been writing a whole bunch of new tunes since our last record, Commitment, came out. And this is four of those songs, and then the fifth song is a cover. It's a cover song of the Dramarama song, Anything, Anything.
Good song.
Which is, you know, the old 80s Dramarama.
These kids don't know. I know what you're talking about. Is that hard? I mean, to put a cover out on an actual EP, does it take a long time to get all the rights, or do they just pay you to go for it?
Oh, no. We got, there was no problem at all. The singer-songwriter of Dramarama was really cooperative. Got done real quick.
That's it. And they like the version? Do they actually get to hear it?
We sent them a copy. We haven't really heard back yet, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
At least they're not saying get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Take it off and stop the printing.
Exactly.
So what is happening next? I just saw you a week ago, actually, with Bowling for Soup, but what are you doing right now? Same tour?
Yeah, we're still on the Bowling for Soup tour. Bowling for Soup tour, the Get Happy tour, with Army Freshmen. At Punchline, Bowling for Soup. But that started June 28th, and that ends August 28th. So it's kind of like a two-month circus. We get to go around the whole country, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I think every band you mentioned has been around for almost 10 years, huh?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a common
absolutely.
Theme of the tour.
Yeah, it's all these guys have been doing it for a while. So, you know, it's a real professional lineup, and things run smoothly, which is good.
Everybody knows what they're doing. Everyone's professional, right?
Yes. And as I said, I just heard a crash cymbal fall over outside of the bedroom. Hit the floor.
Where are you right now?
We're near Sacramento at a club called the Boardwalk. We have a couple of nights off from the Bowling for Soup tour where we're filling in some shows at Punchline. and just do smaller clubs for the next couple of days. And then we meet back up with the Get Happy Tour and finish up the last leg.
And then what happens? What happens next after that?
We go home and sleep for a while.
For until the next tour, right?
Yeah, we're not really sure what we're doing after this. We actually have to talk about that. We have an acoustic, a live acoustic record that we're thinking about maybe putting out. But that's all up in the air still.
I'm sure they would love that, huh?
Yeah, we did five shows in Chicago before this tour started. We did five nights in a row at a club called the Bee Kitchen. And one night we played all acoustic. And we recorded that night. And that's what we're thinking about putting out next.
What was the reaction from the people at the show?
Oh, I think that it was exciting. I think it was a chance for them to see these songs stripped down, you know, instead of the way they're used to hearing them.
Are there
it was
any
fun for us too, because it was sort of like a challenge. You know what I mean? It was like we've been doing these songs one way for so long, and we kind of had to relearn it and kind of rearrange it for the kind of acoustic setting.
So you don't write the songs on the acoustic to begin with?
Yeah, a lot of the songs are written on acoustic guitar or piano and brought into the band, but when you add in, you know, electric guitars and drums and things like that, you know, the arrangement kind of changes. What we did was we broke it back down, we arranged it for, you know, multiple guitars and piano and drums and bass, but not an acoustic bass and not like loud drums, kind of more quiet and laid back.
Are there any songs of yours that you just can't pull off, you think, playing acoustically? You wouldn't even
There's a couple, like, you know, the faster punk songs that just don't work acoustically. So we shied away from those.
So how many total, you think, if you made the record, the acoustic record, how many would you put on it?
We played 15 or 16 songs.
Oh, wow.
And when we get home from tour, we're going to listen through and see how many of them sound good. If they all sound good, we'll put the whole thing out.
And if not, then they should have went to those shows, right? But that might happen again, right?
Possibly.
My phone might ring in the middle of the interview, sorry. Anyway, any final things you want to add? Any web pages they should check out? Anything they need to go out and buy?
Yeah, just, you know, we're up on MySpace, myspace.com, Lucky Boys Confusion, or you can check it out at luckyboys.com. And the new EP is called How to Get Out Alive, and you can get that in most record stores, on iTunes, and on most online stores as well.
There's the drums.
Excuse me?
I said there's the drums again.
There's the drums, yeah.
That means it's time to get ready. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Before you go, man, just give me your name and the band, and you're listening to DJ Ross Star.
Yeah, this is Adam from Lucky Boys Confusion, and you're listening to DJ Ross Star.
Take care, man. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, man.
See ya.
All right, this is DJ Ross Star. You know the interview is supposed to be over when they're playing drums in the background. That's like the best way to tell you, like, please stop talking and get back to the band. Anyway, I have good news for you kids that have been listening to the show for a long time. In January, Andrew McMahon from Jack's Mannequin was supposed to come in the studio, and unfortunately, 15 minutes before he was supposed to get here, he had to cancel because he got sick. And that night, we did a phone conversation, and Andrew promised to come back a week and a half later, and he never did. And I didn't hold it against Andrew because he's a nice guy. I finally got to meet with him in person yesterday at the Cobra Starship Snakes on a Plane release CD party. And Andrew was very excited to see me, and we immediately set it up for not next Wednesday, Wednesday, August 30th. So on Wednesday, August 30th, Andrew McMahon from Jack's Mannequin will be here in the studio. I don't know if he's playing acoustic. I don't think he's bringing a piano in here, so I don't know what he's going to do. But he will take your questions. So in honor of him, we're going to play this bruised remix version of Jack's Mannequin. Then we're going to talk to Agent Sparks. What we need from you, we need every single person listening to I Am Us at this screen name, Adobe Star. That's IDOBISTAR, Adobe Star. Let us know your name and where you are listening from, and let the band know that you are out there so they don't think that I invited them to my house for no reason, just to hang out. All right, here's Jack's Mannequin. We'll be right back. All right, this is DJ Ross Star's Punk Rock Show. I wanted to give you my review of the Snakes on a Plane CD release party, because I know a lot of you kids wanted to go out to that, but you didn't live in Los Angeles. Basically, it was half music fans and half industry people. I've never seen more old guys with suits in my life at a show. Everybody's celebrating the success of all the bands they work for, probably. We got there a little late. They had a red carpet, and we got to take pictures in front of the Snakes on a Plane sign. That was really exciting. We missed the sounds, and we missed the gym class heroes. But we did get to see William Beckett from the Academy Is do acoustic and play guitar very poorly. We also got to see Jack's Mannequin perform. They did a couple songs, and that was really cool. And then Cobra Starship played, and I figured, you know, it's probably just a joke, and that only, you know, only the one song would be good. But it turned out I was actually in Kids Know Midtown, but Gabe from Midtown, you know, does Cobra Starship now. And I think he definitely pulled it off. I was impressed. The songs are very 80-ish. They had a guitar, and he had a Michael Jackson jacket on. So definitely was rocking the 80s vibe. And then after, the biggest surprise of all was that Fall Out Boy played. So the kids were going nuts and screaming the entire time. Overall, it was a good time. And like I said, I got back in touch with Andrew McMahon, and he's coming on. I also talked to Bryce from the Rocket Summer. He was there, and he's going to come on soon as well in the next month or two. American Eyes, Real Big Fish, all the bands that have been on the show before were there, and they all plan on coming back soon to talk to you guys at home. So Andrew McMahon will be on the 30th. Jeffree Star will be here next Wednesday, the 23rd. And people keep texting me because my friends at home don't know that I do a radio show, apparently. They don't care. But anyway, we're going to be back in a few moments with Agent Sparks. They're just getting their equipment ready. We're actually going to have a live performance today, which is exciting because sometimes people talk and you know, they go on and on, kind of like me, not really interesting, just talking to themselves. And you kids get bored. So we're going to make sure you have a good time today with this. Let me think. Final thought, anything else I needed to add to my night? No, I mean, pretty much it was a great show. The after party was cool at the bar downstairs. I don't know. You can go to buzznet.com if you want to see pictures from the Snakes on a Plane premiere party. So far, there's one picture of me on there. I call it the worst picture that could ever be taken of a person. I have like four chins, and my eye looks like it's like drifting to the side, and my hat is falling off. And definitely is a funny picture to laugh at. So go to buzznet.com, search through the archives, take the picture, make fun of it. I don't know, put it in the background of your computer, tell your parents that this guy's weird. We're going to play another remix song right now, and by then, Agent Spark should be here. And if not, I'm going to keep talking, so let's hope they get here in time. Screen name is Idobi Star, that's I-D-O-B-I-S-T-A-R. If you want updates to find out who is going to be on the show every single week, you can go to myspace.com/DJRawStar with three S's, add me as your friend. On there, you get to see pictures from the interviews. Get a link to my podcast to check out old radio shows that I've done. There's an MP3 player with some interviews that I've done on different radio stations. There is a link to a DVD that you can buy, a DJ Roster DVD. There are DJ Roster t-shirts you can get on there. They also have a video up there of me playing guitar on stage with Green Day and some blogs. And so hours of fun spent on my MySpace. When I'm bored, I look at it myself. Here is Fall Out Boy. Of all the gin joints in all the world, the Tommy Sunshine's Brooklyn Fire Retouch. And I'm not going to say that again because that was really awkward. Here we go. DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. We are back in the studio, and there's a lot of equipment coming into my room. That's crazy. Wow. I wish you guys were here to see this. These guys are very professional, Agent Sparks. Brought a whole bunch of stuff. Some band just come over with like a crappy acoustic with like the strings half broken off. So it's good to know that they care enough. Thank you guys. Anyway, we are back in the studio, and I wanted to know where you guys are tuning in from. I wanted to give you some shout-outs while the band sets up. Screen name is Idobi Star. That's IDOBISTIR. I am here right now. Let me know where you're from. Get some shout-outs going on. And I found the picture I was telling you about on BuzzNet, the terrible picture of me from last night's party, and I put it on my MySpace. So go look in the slideshow. It's the very first picture. It's very uncomfortable. I look very bad. But it says that I was there, whereas my friend Nick was outside. I wasn't there. Right, Nick? Sure, that's going to make you feel worse. All right. Yeah. So we got someone listening from New Jersey. We got shout out to Chai, like the tea, from Staten Island. I don't know. You drink tea, Craig, right? You know chai tea?
I drink tea. I drink a lot of tea. Chai tea's pretty good, actually.
Let's see. We got Stephanie from North Carolina is listening.
Nice.
Hello. New Jersey. Hi. Winter Garden, Florida.
Winter Garden, Florida.
Nicole from, I don't know. Nicole from Maryland. Jaliza, 17 San Diego.
Nice name.
This is called We Give Shoutouts to Stall while the band sets up.
Nice.
Kristen from Maryland. Nice. The song makes me feel slow. Okay. I am from California.
Was it a really fast song?
Tiffany from Maine. Now we're doing all these remixes from Snakes on a Plane CD. It's all like emo songs remixed.
Oh, that's really funny.
It's weird. I think that it might go from this emo music to this dance music again. I think it's making a comeback. Nick's from San Diego is tuning in.
Nick?
Gina, 16 Vegas. Eric Lincroft, New Jersey.
She's the best.
You know her?
Yeah.
You really?
This is from her right here.
Oh, wow.
Marissa. Yeah. We have our wristbands on right now.
Hey, I'm Marissa from Philadelphia. I love the show.
I think we're taking them off.
Crestwood, Illinois. Iowa sucks balls like Jeffree Star. Save those for next week. Anna, Upper Michigan.
I know Anna. Hey, Anna.
Garrett from GFH Boards. I actually have to thank Garrett from GFH Boards. Send me some free skateboards yesterday.
Nice.
Today. I don't skateboard, but I like collecting them.
You're one of the best skateboards I've seen in years.
I don't even have wheels. That's how good I am. I just
what are you
ride the board.
About? Yeah.
Let's see. Who else we got listening?
You make whooshy noises with your mouth.
Emily from Virginia, from Vermont. Sorry, don't want to offend you.
Whoosh.
We have what is this? This is a radio show. Brooke from Ohio is tuned in. We've got I'll do it later from Long Beach. Madison, 15 Lower Michigan. You kick
all
ass.
Right,
Julie
nice.
From Maine. My friend's listening. He's from Florida. Say hi to him. He's a huge fan of yours. Buy my DVD. All right, we are back on the air, and we're gonna play one more song, I guess, and then we'll start talking. Yes.
Sure.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah, let's talk about what?
I don't know. Well, you have a good radio voice, man.
Thank you very much. My name is Paul Freed. I'm in the band Agent Sparks, and we're hugging right now.
Yes. With only one arm around me, though. So
that's fine.
That's half as creepy.
The other arm is going down someplace else.
So here, how about this? Before we play a track, give us the intro to the band so they can check you out in case they don't like the song I play next.
Well,
when we're on break.
Okay, well, our band is Agent Sparks. And what do you want me to read something?
What?
Or just you just want me to tell?
No, these kids are tuning in all over the world right now.
Okay.
They're listening to you. So anything you say, they're going to react to. See, look,
well,
in the chat
room. Oh, great, great. So thank you guys also. Oh, I love it. Thank you. We just actually came out with a record called Red Rover, and you guys can buy it online or go through our MySpace page, Agent Sparks.
It's myspace.com/AgentSparks, and you guys all smell beautifully out there.
Sounds like you guys are storytellers.
You all smell like a deep, musky perfume mixed with the scent of trees.
Ooh.
On an April afternoon.
That is pleasant.
Yeah, and on that note, you should go either go there or go to www.agentsparks.com.
So you sound like you belong at Starbucks.
Well, I'll come. Why don't you come over and I'll buy you a coffee?
So I said, be interesting. You sound like a monotone. Whatever. We all can't have high voices, right? I think you sound pretty good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
For an interview.
I agree.
Craig agrees, too. And Craig doesn't agree on a lot of things. So that's what we'll do. We'll play a track. We'll come back. You want to start out performing and then we'll talk? Or you want to talk and then perform? Or
whatever's kosher for you.
I don't keep kosher, but I am Jewish, so we'll figure it out. TJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. I am a said Adobe Star. Let us know if you think you should take over the show. I think you have a better radio voice than I do.
So, I don't
no more talking today. Here is the Hush Sound, Wine Red, Tommy Sunshine's Brooklyn Fire Retouch Remix.
Oh, this is going
to
be...
So, shout out to Tommy Sunshine, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens Fire Retouch.
No matter what happens, stay tuned.
Yes, we'll be right back. All right, DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show. We haven't done a live performance in a while, so we're going to test out something right now. We need all of you kids listening to I Am Us and let us know if this sounds too loud, too low, or just right. Screen name is Idobi Star, IDOBISTIR. Here's the test. Agent Sparks.
All right.
We're going to play a song. Do test first. Play like a few seconds.
All right. Just do an E.
Like, sing to you.
We love you, Ross.
Was that loud, or was that low, or was that perfect? Let's see what the reaction is. This is also on like a 30-second delay. Someone said, you guys suck. That's not an answer to the question. Ah, my virgin ears. Goody? I can't tell if that means good or bad. These people aren't helping. Hold on. You guys are so loud. It's good. All right, I know what I'll do. It's just right.
All right, good.
So I'll make the mic a little lower. That's what I'll do. A little bit lower. You're going to perform live right now. And then we're going to talk to you and find out who you are, right? What makes you guys you?
Who are you?
DJ Ross says, Punk Rock Show, Agent Sparks. I'm going to get out of their way. They're going to play some crazy instruments. Here we go. DJ Ross says Punk Rock Show, Agent Sparks live in the studio. We'll be right back. Here is Set Your Goals. DJ Ross starts Punk Rock Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to clarify something. This is my screen name. When the guests come on, I guess it kind of becomes theirs. But I've been having a problem this week because next Wednesday, Jeffree Star is going to be here. You know Jeffree Star?
Mm-hmm.
Famous on MySpace, one of those famous people on there, got 300,000 friends. Everybody thinks that I'm him because he gave out my screen name to say, you know, come Wednesday, this is who you're going to IM to talk to me. Wow. And I've been getting IMs off the wall. But then when I say it's me, they get let down, and that's a bad feeling. They're like, oh, are you Jeffree? Oh, I love you, Jeffree. I'm like, no, it's Russ. And they're like, oh, who's that? Are you his assistant?
You should just say you're his assistant.
I don't know.
It might help you. I don't know if I want to be.
But yeah, so if you want to know who's going to be on the show next, go to myspace.com/DJ Ross. Add me as your friend. But Jeffree Star is on next Wednesday. I don't know about next Thursday, but I know the 30th is Andrew McMahon from Jack's Mannequin. Tell us what you just played.
We just played a song called Mr. Insecurity that's on our full-length record called Red Rover.
Hold on. What are you guys talking about back there? We're on air, please. So anyway.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it, though.
Well,
what is the song about?
The song is it's about letting out your insecurities and making yourself vulnerable to, say, a show like yours.
Okay.
And I'm sure other people share similar insecurities and different insecurities. And it was a song that I wrote and wanted to get those out of my, you know, I wanted to get my demons out of my own head. So I wrote that.
And they're out.
They're out.
And we just heard them, right?
They're out and ready to go.
They're out and in your head.
So it seems sort of like a majority of these kids is the first time they've heard of you. But you've been doing this for a while, yes?
Yeah. We just did some touring with 30 Seconds to Mars, and we did a few dates with a band called Blue October, and we're actually going on the road at the end of the month with a band called Controlling the Famous for a couple weeks, and you can check out all those dates on our MySpace page or on our regular website, and then after that, we're going on tour with a band called Veruca Salt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cedar is neither.
Are they just acoustic now, or is it still a full band?
No, it's going to be a full band, and we're going to be out with them for about over a month.
Wow.
So
we're getting on big shows.
We're
going to
be all over the country, so hopefully some of these people that are listening might be interested in coming down and giving us hugs and listening to our music.
It's because you're kind of young. I don't know if you want to hug them, but... I don't know if you have an age requirement to hug you at your shows, but these people get kind of young, like Delaney 16 Ohio.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but they have a funny screen name. I love my fat kid.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
That's kind of funny.
I love my fat kid 10. Times 10.
Well, I don't want to give out the last part because now they might harass him.
Oh.
The poor kid, now people are going to start having him.
Yeah, but I said times 10.
Oh, there you go. Someone said, I'm not coming to your show, Mr. Starbucks. That's your new nickname.
Well, that's okay. I you know what? We don't have to come to Starbucks. I'll just take you to Coffee Bean.
The opponent. So, anybody else? Join in. Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Stephanie. Oh, God, my voice is screaming. We've been singing all day. This is Stephanie from Agent Sparks.
This is George from Agent Sparks.
And this is Ben from Agent Sparks.
And you're on the left side of me, and you're on the right side.
Yeah,
so
I like to be close
separating.
To.
Is that the way it is when you guys are hanging out? Are you alone?
We just like to
is
cuddle.
Three and then you?
We like to cuddle a lot. Get really intimate.
Let's see. I am supporting it now. Look at this.
That's great.
You should go on tour with a better band than Blue October. Blue October is good.
We agree.
Oh, you don't like it either? I have a few questions. They have a big following too, right?
No, they were great to us. We actually had a really good time.
You don't change your mind now.
We played a couple of really cool shows with them. Tons of people. Made a lot of new fans. The guys in the band were awesome to us. We really enjoyed their show, actually.
Let's see. Send questions to us. They're kind of just saying, like, yes, okay, hello. Screen name is Adobe Star. We want to talk to the band, right? Oh, Delaney's a girl. We offended her.
Oh, sorry.
Go on tour with Johnny Jones again.
Johnny Jones?
Who's Johnny Jones?
Who's that?
He's JJ.
But you've already gone on tour with them because they want you to do it again.
I don't know. Tell me about Johnny Jones. Is Johnny Jones, is he in a band called A Change of Pace?
That could be true.
Yeah, that might
That's
be.
The only...
Did Johnny... that occur then? Did you do stuff with them?
Well, I know. Yeah, we did our first tour, actually, with them.
Would you have sex with Andrew McMahon?
I'd have sex with Ed McMahon, actually.
How old is Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon is...
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
No.
Duh, he's on Star Search. He's
a terrible person. Yeah.
Johnny Jones is Waking Ashley.
Oh.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, that's him.
Those are your Waking Ashley and your friends, right?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a sweetheart.
Is there a Johnny Jones in A Change of Pace?
I don't know.
No, there's a couple Johns and we don't know their last names.
Yeah.
In A Change of Pace.
I never know anybody's
last
name we tour.
Much love, though. When are you touring in California? Right now.
We just played a show. We're actually playing August 31st at the Troubadour. And you should go with that band, Controlling the Famous. And then September 20th? September 20th, we're playing at the Key Club with Baruch Assault.
Baruch Assault.
Do they have a new album coming out, too, or are they just playing to play?
They do.
Yeah, they're making a comeback.
Yep.
What do you think? Can they do it?
Why not?
You know,
they wrote some great songs before, so.
They have a great band name and a great first record. It's amazing.
Are you coming to Maine?
I don't. No,
I'd love to
go
to Portland, Maine.
Who goes to Maine?
Portland, Maine.
Lobster.
I was to Portland, Maine.
I love it.
The L.L. Bean headquarters.
Oh my god!
Right,
cobblestone street.
Yeah.
It's killer. It's fun. I like.
When
it.
Are you going to be in Ohio?
Ohio has good.
We're playing in Cincinnati,
and I believe we're playing in Columbus as well. This will be if you check, like Paul said, if you check our myspace.com/agentsparks, you can check all the dates that we've got up with Controlling the Famous. They should be up by now. If they're not, then I'm going to kill someone.
Let's see.
Yeah, come say hello to us.
Oh, man. And you didn't know the password to get into your account.
Can you believe? Well, they changed it on me.
Yeah, they changed it. Our manager actually changed it.
Okay.
But we'd love for you to come on our site and comment and say hello. And
who's in here? Waking Ashland, Weezer, Phantom Planet is your friends?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rooney. Rooney had been here. They're nice.
Have they?
Incubus was there. Oh, I know why we took it, because it wasn't the right Incubus page.
Right.
It was
like
the fan
page.
Tell us more about Immortal, because we've had some Immortal acts over, but I don't think people really realize how many good bands are on there.
Well, they've got Waking Ashland.
They have us, and that's it.
And it's us, and that's all that matters.
Nobody else.
They've got Waking Ashland. They have a band called the Finals.
Mm-hmm.
They have that band Brazil.
Brazil.
Cool.
Oh, Brazil's on there now?
Yeah.
He's been Fearless, right?
Yeah.
And Change of Pace. Scary Kids.
Scary Kids.
Didn't they used to put out hip-hop stuff? Was that like a sub of Immortal?
No, they did some stuff.
They
like
do like Judgment Day soundtrack.
Well, Happy the owner
right?
is like all
yeah.
over the place. He is an agent to like football players and then makes movie soundtracks and owns a chain of McDonald's. And
wait a minute,
artistic
Craig, come here. Do you hear this?
I was kidding.
What am I listening to? What?
They're saying that the guy who runs Immortal also. What do you say he does?
He is an agent for football, like professional football players. And
that's crazy.
That means in like a day, he must make like what? What do you think? Right?
Oh, he'll probably make, let's see, probably in like 5 hours, he probably makes $1,000 cash money.
thank you for that, Craig.
You're welcome.
That's our Yo Mama reference of the day. Have you guys seen that show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what he's doing
that's
then.
Awesome.
he just comes from Long Beach every week just to do that.
Have you seen the new Borat trailer?
Yeah, so did you see the new Borat MySpace video?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
MySpaces,
yeah,
Western awesome. Girls for
yeah.
Chit Chat.
Yeah,
you kids out there should like Borat. I feel like they don't. They know Dave Chappelle, but they don't know a lot
Everybody
about.
Everybody should
LG.
Know what Borat is, man.
Go to myspace.com/Borat. BORAT. We're playing Borat. 20th. When's the movie come out?
I'm not sure.
Soon.
But I heard it's really funny.
Let's see. Let's get some questions. Do you like Jack's Mannequin?
Yeah, they're cool.
I guess you have to say yes, right?
No,
I liked them. I went and saw him at a showcase in Hollywood. It was really fun. It was just when he came out of rehabilitation from being sick. He was really nice.
I actually saw Jack's Mannequins at Molly Malone's like 2 years ago when he literally just put together the band. Actually, a friend of mine was playing guitar with him, randomly enough, and who knew they'd blow up again.
Someone said we're fantastic.
Sarah from Warner Robins, Georgia, says you're fantastic. They want to know, what is your favorite song on your CD?
I'm from Georgia.
Sarah from what part of Georgia?
She's a peach,
Warner
man.
Warner Robins.
She's a peach. Who cares?
What's your favorite song on CD?
Every question we'll just see you can answer in songs.
Yeah.
That'll be easier.
Go ahead. Give me one.
Oh, well, you didn't answer what your favorite song on the CD is.
Probably our first song. Called Waving By. I like that one a lot.
But you don't give up. You can keep listening to the rest, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm,
Somebody give me a question.
Let's see. Oh, I can't answer it. Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not Mexican. No, I'm not Mexican. I'm just a white boy. No, I'm not Mexican.
All right, next question. Do you smoke pot?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I will occasionally hit that joint.
Ross, does Agent Sparks sing a song about Dan from New Jersey?
Does what?
This is the person that wants you to sing a song from Dan from New Jersey. From New Jersey.
Dan from New Jersey lives near New York City.
Oh, we love In-N-Out.
Dan.
Do you like In-N-Out?
Yes.
Yes.
Double, 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 double. Animal style. Double, 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 double. Animal style.
Are you Jewish? Oh my God, you suck. Get off the air.
I don't suck. You just don't know what good music is. If you say this sucks, then you shouldn't tune in to a good radio show.
Okay, guys, this is what we're going to do. We only have 8 minutes left. Everybody IM us with your name, and we're going to make a song that includes everybody's names at once, right? We can just go through the names.
Like somebody wrote, Jew!
Screen name is Idobi Star. IDOBISTAR, Idobi Star. IM us with your name, and once we get enough names, maybe you could say everyone's name one by one. Well, wait a minute, though. Let's collect the IMs, Idobi Star. Keep going. Keep going. Let's get some IMs. Keep going.
Is that all you got?
Keep going. 18 IMs. Keep going. 20. Keep going, Idobi Star. We have here, I know there's at least 4,650 people listening, so we need that many IMs. Keep going. Keep going. 25. We'll wait till we get to 30. Then we can do it. Cool? All right, couple more. This is a song for all the listeners of DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show. You want to feel included. You want it to be the only radio show where you can talk to your favorite bands and be included. It's going to happen now. Hit it. I'm just going to keep clicking on the names.
What song do you want me to play?
Make up a song. We're going to include everyone's names.
Everyone's names?
Yeah.
Where are the names?
I'm going to click them one by one.
All right, give me one.
So maybe like a few lines with each person.
That one?
Go.
Gianna from Vegas, Sting Boy, Easy P. Jones, Marissa! Hyper No 09. Hyper No 09.
That's an M.
Say the name.
Marissa. Where's the name?
We keep going. Back.
Eric.
Chai.
Chai.
Anna Marie. Michael from San Diego.
Delaney Einstein.
Vicky, Eric, and Ashley.
Vicky, Eric, and Ashley.
Christine.
Christina, Marissa.
Nicole, Joel, and Dan.
Where are you this evening? You're listening to Agent Sparks.
Skylar, a couple more. Skylar, Bear.
Skylar was eaten by a teddy bear. Skylar was eaten by a teddy bear. Skylar was eaten by a teddy bear.
The last two IMs. I think it was Katie. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yay!
We only got a couple more minutes. Show goes fast, huh?
Do you want us to play another song? Or
I don't know. I think that was good. I don't want to risk it.
We could do it quietly.
That's nice. That would sound nice.
Let's just play like this.
An accident life, she's saying it down. the end was an accident, Pollyanne. Oh, Pollyanne, Pollyanne, this is the end.
Oh. 4, 5, 6, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Was an excellent wife. She came at last at the pageant's turn. And when she laughed, she made everyone cry. Pollyanne, Pollyanne, oh Pollyanne, Pollyanne, this is the end of Pollyanne. Say something, say something. We are you going in the wrong direction? Say something. Uh oh. Say you wanna make an impression. Say something, say something. We are you going in the wrong direction? Say something. Uh oh. Oh, Pollyanne. Oh, Pollyanne. Pollyanne.
Thank you so much for coming in. Plug the website before we go.
www.agentsparks.com or
www.myspace.com/agentsparks. Everybody, come over to our MySpace site. We would love to meet you. We check it all the time, and we appreciate everyone of you listening out there. This is a great radio show. Keep tuning in.
Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you, Lucky Boys Confusion, for calling in. Thank you, Heather, Craig, and Nick, for being my audience.
Thank
you all for listening. Do me a favor. Why don't you check out myspace.com/DJRawStar, read the newest blog, find out about the Snakes on a Plane CD party I attended, listen to some MP3s on there, buy a DVD, look at some pictures. It'll be a good time. Thank you for coming in. I love that. It was very enjoyable. Also, if you're on Facebook, go to Facebook and search DJ Rawstar. There's a new group on Facebook you should join. So if you're in school, be cool and join the Facebook, right?
Kosher.
We got an outro for you if you want.
Oh, I'm going to play a song, but we can fade into that from yours.
Do your thing.
Go. See you next Wednesday. Jeffree Star will be here.
So long, darling, you are like a saint. So long, darling, one day you'll see a silver sea.